Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. The Bacchanalian music that we have is so exciting. Mary Zajac and I just cannot stop smiling. I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
You are Mary Zajac.
I am.
So let's talk about quizzes, questions, because you're quiz master Mary
Zajac. I'm also quiz master Mary Zajac. We are taking quiz questions from Cork Jester's Wine Teasers.
All right.
A wine game.
And don't you forget it.
No. No. Question number one, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. A fiasco isn't always a disaster. It's also A, a multi-barrel system for making sherry, B, a straw-covered Chianti bottle, or C, a Sicilian harvest wine.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the fiasco can be a catastrophe because sometimes the wine in fiascos, particularly back in the day, could be this horribly acidic, nasty Chianti. And if you're not a fan of Sangiovese to begin with, what was in the fiasco could be a fiasco. But it's actually those wonderful straw bottles that were very popular, particularly in the 50s, 60s, 70s. And the better Chianti was always in Bordeaux bottles, truthfully.
I can't think of those flasks without seeing the drippy wax coming from. That you use them as a candle holder
you
after you finish.
It's like high school dates, you know? And those went well. All right, moving on.
All right, question number two. Whew. The scent of a fine aged Riesling is most reminiscent of, and you must use your imagination here, A, an NFL locker room, B, a Greyhound bus depot, or C, wet monkey.
I'm going with Greyhound bus depot because it should be. Petrol is what you're looking for as a classic Riesling marker, although not always.
Not always, but of the three, that's where I would go.
I agree too. So you should have this sort of petrol or gasoline type of smell. It's not unpleasant, actually. It's quite pleasant. It's like when you smell gasoline the first second before it gets nasty. That's sort of what it's like.
Quite a description. Question three, which grape does not belong? One of these grapes is not like the other. A, Pinot Grigio. B, Pinot Gris. C, Pinot Noir.
So Pinot Noir is a red grape. It has red skin on it, and the other two are white-skinned. Although, you know, you can make white wine from Pinot Noir, which is quite delicious, which they do in the north of Italy, right? They call it Pinot Nero, and they make fantastic white wine out of it.
It's also a part of the champagne blend in many houses.
Heck yes. That would be Blanc de Noir.
It would, indeed. Oui.
Indeed so. So Pinot Noir, out.
Three out of three ain't bad, Jonathan.
I'm hot today.
Meatloaf never sang that.
He did not, and he should have. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Quizmaster Mary Zajac.
Cheers.